Salim, Wednesday night.
Machine matzahs and hand matzahs. We all know there's a lot on both dodim, and I never took a chance to delve into it, go into it, and just to understand what are the two dodim between the machine and hand. We always hear some say the hand is more mahuda, and some say machine is more mahuda. So what's more mahuda, and why is the hand more mahuda? Why should the machine be more mahuda? And those who eat machine, do they say hands worse off? And those who eat hand, do they say machines worse off? And if they do, why? I was here a few weeks ago, and somebody came up to me and said to me, have you ordered your machine chametz yet? So I'm like, machine chametz. Okay, so some maybe say it's chametz, but some say maybe machine is chametz. Okay, it's called a machine chametz. Well, this means there's plenty yidden yerei mushleimim who dafke, maybe even dafke machine matzahs, and maybe they'll even eat dafke for leila seida, even for the matzahs mitzvah, they'll dafke machine matzahs. So yeah, you can't call it. I don't understand. How can this person go and call it chametz? Shane. And anyway, I was very upset when he called and he spoke out of this machine chametz. Shane. So I said, okay, I'll go into it a little bit. So I saw in the Divrei Chaim, the Chaim Tzanz, the Roof. Yeah, he writes clearly the machine matzahs are chametz gomel without shaila. There's no question whatsoever about it. It's chametz gomel, and there's nothing to be done about. So I read as a kid, this fellow's taka right. Yeah, maybe taka it's machine chametz. Maybe taka it's kulmin. But okay, so this got me to go into a little bit and to understand. Now I realize there's two noisim in machine matzahs. There's two completely different noisim. One is a massive noisa. It's a noisa on its own. The whole pulmus means the whole controversy. The whole controversy in itself of machine matzahs, it became a massive, it became a whole small industry. The whole backwards and forwards between the Gdolim, what we've got today is between the Gdolim, there's letters between the Gdolim about this controversy, and this controversy happened basically twice. So that's noise number one. Noise number two is, what is exactly the controversy? What is it all about? What is the deal about this? Yeah, chometz. What is the problem? So firstly, the first time this shayla came about was in around year 1840. Year 1840, so we're talking about nearly 200 years ago, just under 200 years ago. This is when it started off. This is when they brought over machine matzahs. So originally they had machine matzahs. We're talking about 200 years ago machines, right? So how we'll discuss what we're talking about, what machines, was there machines 200 years ago? So this is really famous. In 1840s, it was these machine matzahs were found in Germany and in France. This is what I read. This is what I read. This is what I'm telling you from BDRC, what I saw. Maybe there's a lot more historical facts. Maybe this is what I saw. And then there was no issue. No one spoke up against it. There are bonim in that time. There are bonim in the towns who saw these machines. They were fine with it. It seems there was no problem. But then 18 years later, in 1858, so 18 years later, so it's about 160 years ago, then it came over to Poland. And then when it came over to Poland, this machine, they brought over to Poland because it seems that was so useful. When it came over to Poland, that's when the controversy started off. Because at the time, Germany and France were the Ashkenazi Shayidin, and Poland were the Chassidi Shayidin. And at the time, it was when it came over to the Chassidi Shayidin, there were Gdoilim who went into a bit, and they didn't like it. Basically, they didn't like it. So for the first 18 years, it was running, and no one said a word against it. And it was only 18 years later that there was more Yidin who got involved in this than it started off. The emesis, so this is this, and at that time in the 1860s, that was Berach, the time when this whole controversy took place. This, in 1859, a year later, there was a contras, two contrasim written. One contras is a collection of letters written by Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger at the time was one of the Gdolei Hadoi, the amount of Svarim he wrote. He wrote one sefer on each parish of the Shavua. A whole fat save on each passage of war, plus many more. Over 100, 150 swarm about this era. Shlomo Kluger, so there's a collection of letters by him who asses, and it's a contrast, it's one contrast called Medola Beis Yisrael. And then, against that, there was another collection of letters who was Mate. And these letters were written partially by Beis Yisrael Natanzen, the Shlomo Meshe was also one of the Gdolei Hadoi at the time, and plus other Gdolei Hadoi at the time. Also together, they put together a contrast with a few other letters. About each one has about 10 letters. And up until a year ago, these letters, these contrasim, you can find them. It's a chachma, you can find them, you can buy them, but they were old print, and it was very difficult to read. Just a year ago, just last year, they reprinted it, and they put the two together. The first collection is called Meidah Beis Yisrael. Meidah, we being Meidah Beis Yisrael about the Issa, and the one against it is Bittul Meidah. The collection of letters, the contrast which they printed against it was called Bittul Meidah. We're coming at Mvatal Meidah that they wrote the Beis Yisrael. So these Be'etzim, it comes from these two contrasim. That's where the fun starts. Where there's one sad that uses, and there's one sad that's matter. And it's letters, and it's not dafka tshuva, so it's difficult sometimes to pick up exactly what they're trying to say, because they wrote it in a different form. It wasn't the same form as a tshuva, where they wrote it. It was a bit different way for it. So you have to read through and sort of pick up on what's going on. So what it seems to me here, from what I saw, the small amount of time I spent on it, there's seven issues. Seven issues means, it's not issues, seven points to ponder upon. 7 points to ponder upon with machine matzahs versus hand matzahs. I'll quickly go through them first, and then we'll go through them one by one. The first thing is, I'll just go through them 1, 2, 3, and I won't elaborate. Is that the Yidden are losing out on parnosa? Yidden are losing out on parnosa because the machine matzahs. Well, I'll elaborate in a moment. Yidden are losing out on parnosa. Yeah, you can work it out yourself what it means. Yidden are losing out on parnosa when you have machine matzahs. So there's less Yidden you need less Yidden to work in the factories. So Yidden are losing out on parnosa. That's point number one. Point number two is, I'm just going to quickly say again, there's a psul, the Mechaber Paskens, a chayr shoyt of a cotton, who is losh, who kneads and who bakes matzahs, is posel. A chayr shoyt in a cotton, whose losh matzahs is posel, and a machine is just like a chayr shoyt of a cotton. A machine is not a person. That's point number two. Point number three is the Gemara says there's a certain chumras that we machmir on the dough that we use for matzahs, that it shouldn't become chometz. A certain chumras. We'll elaborate in a moment. It shouldn't be warm. There's a certain chumras, and those chumras apparently you cannot apply them to machine matzahs. Okay, we'll see in a moment what and why, and if it's true or not. The fourth problem is the Gemara says that you cannot make matzahs with a tfus. You can't make the shape of a matzah with a form. That's the word. You can't make matzahs with a form. You've got to just roll them out, and whatever form comes out, that's the matzah. But to go to Ketchil and shape out, L'chore means that a matzah is asa. We'll see soon why. And that's machine. That's the first four problems. Then the next three problems is more of a lighter problems, but it seems that it could even be these are the problems that weigh out. And these are the main problems why machine matzahs might be a problem, but on the other side, these are the weakest problem. The other three main problems is, and you'll understand yourself, it comes from the Hasidish background. The other three problems is you're changing the Masaira of the Tzura of the matzah. The Masaira is always to be round, right? You change the Masaira. Who told you're allowed to change the Masaira? The next problem is that there's a Hashash to anything new in Yiddishkeit, you don't touch. Okay? That's the, right? And the last problem, and I'm making it into a new problem, is the Divrei Chaim, it sounds right, Hatam HaKomos. I'm not telling you why. I'm not telling you why. Okay? Well, there's seven problems. One is Yidden are losing our Parnosa. There's a Psul HaKheir Shoyt of a cotton. And this is a chayush of gotten. The chumras that Chazal made, you see, of we're scared that might be machmitz will apply to machines, meaning you won't be able to override those problems. And then the fourth problem is that you're making in a form. And then the other three problem is you change the masorah of the shape, and you bring in new things into Klal Yisrael, and atamakom was a hidden reason which the person said. Right. So we're going to touch. Okay. Those are the seven. I'll go through them one by one. The first one I think is fascinating. First one is, you're losing out parnos of the aniyim. So Shlomo Kluger, he says that this, Shlomo Kluger writes that this, the Gemara says in Megillah that we're not carrying the Megillah on Shabbos. If Purim falls on, your Dalad falls on Shabbos, you're not carrying, what in Tezvot, you're not carrying the Megillah on Shabbos, right? And the Gemara says two reasons. One reason is because aniyim shel aniyim nesuis for mikra megillah, because the aniyim wait for that day when there's a mikra megillah. What does that mean? And Tosfos explains that we're going, even according to that, even without the other reason of maybe you'll be shemei averin or daladamas. What's the vod? Because everybody knows, all the aniyim know that on Purim they get matanos lev yoinim. So when there's mikra megillah, they know that's the day we'll get matanos lev yoinim. But if you read on Shabbos, there's no matanos lev yoinim, right? No, there's no money. So therefore, they're going to lose out matanos lev yoinim. So made up because of that. We move it forward. We move it backwards. We said the Kluga, a mitzvah which medivrei neviim, they were masakan to lean on Yud Dalad. They changed the day poshut for parnaso aniyim. So kol shekein matzah, which is baking matzahs, is not a mitzvah, the actual baking of the matzahs. Kol shekein is a reason why to say that we shouldn't allow machine matzahs, okay? Because machine matzahs takes away parnaso of aniyim. Why? Because you take, right? Because you're taking away, because there's less people are needed in the factories. Most of it's run by machine. Okay, right? I'm not here to say it's dodim. I'm not here to be machriya. I'm just telling you that it's dodim. But wait a minute, let me finish up, you'll see. Right? So yeah, do you agree? I can see some of you don't even agree to this reason, right? But as Rishdim Shlomo Kluger, says the Shoyle Meishev, Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzon, says the Shoyle Meishev, what on earth are you talking about? What are you talking about? He says, Bishleim Megillah, the one of the sibbas, or at least what do we lay in the Megillah? In the Megillah, we laying to also give matanos lev yoinim. So Chazal came and said, it doesn't make sense to lay Megillah on a day where you can't give matanos lev yoinim, and you can't recant what you yourself are saying. Okay? So Meida, Chazal understood it must be that you're going to have to do a different day. But says Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzon, but matzah, the Torah says you have to eat matzahs leil tezvov. You have to eat matzahs. How are you going to eat matzahs? So you have to bake them. Of course you're going to bake them. There's no mitzvah to bake them. You have to bake them in order to eat them. So what, you're going to tell me that we don't allow this thing of baking? The Torah is bechalal, not the Torah bechalal is not talking about aniyim. Where's aniyim come in the picture here?
The square must be more kosher.
Because what?
Because it's parnaso. The square was more kosher. You don't do it because of
parnaso
for the people.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, excellent. Again, Kham, if it's especially if it's more kosher. Should this itself, you're mixing on all different things, but you're right. I say, should this itself be enough of a reason why to say it's no good? Yeah. Meaning, in other words, if this is the sibah, why we don't allow it? But you'd agree that it's more kosher. So you're going to tell me because of this, because of aniyim, we shouldn't allow it? It's such a shvacha. And it says Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzon, if you see his tshuvas, he's very, very, very sharp. His lashonos are very, very sharp. He says, and understand, I want to ask you a different question. He says to Shlomo Kluger, I want to ask you a different question. He says, you wrote Svarim, right? You wrote Svarim. Who gave you the right to print your Svarim with a printing press? Who allowed you to print with a printing press? Up until now, people who wrote Svarim, they used to have people who used to handwrite them and used to give them parnosa. Now you're coming and using a print, right? Okay, so there. Now, I'll tell you a secret. Even if Shlomo Kluger agrees, that's not a good reason. He himself says, no, I'm mistaken. Not on this one. There's another reason he said. Right? So, this is point number one, and you can see for yourself, you can stand for yourself. Now, the MS is, I'll tell you already now, there's no time, I'm going to have to stop in the middle, but the Stechemet, Chemet says that if you go through the sibbas of Shlomo Kluger, you'll see that Be'emus, that none of them are strong. None of the reasons why Shlomo Kluger asks real have real good reasons why Asa. And he says the only reason why it seems Shlomo Kluger didn't like it because he didn't like to bring new things into Klal Yisrael, right? That was the main reason. Everything else was Be'etzim, just an excuse. That's as Ashtay and Stechemet. And Stechemet himself, I'll tell you in a moment if there's time. That's point one. Next point. That the Gemara says, and the Mechaber Paskins, that a cheirush or shoyte v'katan, somebody's a cheirush or a shoyte v'katan, he cannot knead the matzahs and he cannot bake the matzahs. Yeah, and machines do that, right? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger that a machine, what's a machine? A machine is not a person, right? And it's mavur klal that you have to have a person. You have to have a person to do it, right? And it's not a person. The machine is kneading it, and the machine is rolling out, and the machine is baking it. Everything is, no, a person is not doing anything. Okay? says the Bereshis Rosh Nachal Zon, again, he's very, very sharp, and he says, you've never seen these machines. You've never seen these machines. Have you ever seen them? You just heard about it. And I'll tell you how these machines work. He says, I don't understand. He says when you take the velgers in Yiddish, with the roll. So what do you use? A rolling pin. Right? So he says, I don't understand. So rolling pin is also a chayr shayt of a cotton. The rolling pin, right? Rolling pin. So, Navas, a person's putting koyach into the pin, and he's rolling up and down, back and down. Says, well, you think these machines are? He writes these words. You think machines are magic? He says. Well, you think it's magic? You think it's a person? There's a person around this machine. How does this machine work? It's on a wheel. And there's a person constantly moving this wheel around, and this wheel's got other wheels, and there's cogs and everything, and that's what's doing it. There's a person behind this whole thing. You're going to tell me that's not called Koyach Adam? Of course it's Koyach Adam. What's an afkemina between if it's a rolling pin? Yeah, it's Koyach Adam. It's a mafurisha gemara. The gemara is a mafurisha gemara in Chulin Daf Tazayin, that if you have a wheel, which is run by a water mill, right, and there's a person who takes out the plug, the stopper, from stopping the water mill from going around. So the moment he takes that plug out and the mill goes round, that's called Koyach Adam. Further not. But the moment he takes it out, that's called Koyach Adam. So what's the difference? And this is the whole time, there's a person constantly moving for sure Koyach Adam, and there's no shaila whatsoever about it. These machines are absolutely fine mitzad this problem. And on that, Shlomi Kluge himself in Elef Lecha Shlomi, he wrote Tshuva Seva called Elef Lecha Shlomi, he himself agrees that it's not a problem. Because of this. He himself agrees now. So in the letter where he's so sharp against it, and Ritzel Nathan Zontanas, what's the problem? He himself agrees it's not even such a problem. Right? So it narrows down more than what the way the Chemet puts it. It's not really all of this. It's Pashut, I don't want to bring new things into Klal Yisrael. That is point number. Before we move on to the next point, and that is that this taina and the backing against the taina that it's not a problem, it does not apply to today's machines. Okay? Because today's machines, it really is like that. Today's machines really is no koyach gavra at all in there. Right? There's bechal no koyach gavra. You press the button, you run the machine, you run the machine, and it all runs on its own. Everything's running on its own. I haven't asked exactly how it works. It's even worse, right? So there's somebody putting in the flour and the water, true. But who's needing it? Everything from then onwards is all done by the machine. There's mashgichim the whole time watching, constantly watching all around. But there's no, so the chayra, there's no koyach adam. There's no koyach adam, then it's taka a problem. It's got a din of chayshet v'katan is the problem. So on that, I'm jumping to this. On that, there's another, right? So again, so the first time of aniyim, now up to the second time of koyach gavr. And we're saying that machines today, which by the way started only about the 1900s. Only the 1900s, that's when the actual machines came in. Up until the 1900s, beginning of 1900, there wasn't this problem. But now then it started off, and these problems start. So on that there's another heta from the Divrei Malkiyah, and it's brought down members in the Shaar Tzion. And that is a big machik Rishonim. Do you have to have that an actual person is working in it? Or, means, because in other words, the Gemara says in Psachim, it has to be done lishmo. Has to be done the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. We're needing this. There's machlokes from when it starts, but we're needing it and we're baking it a Shem Matzah Mitzvah. Now, this the Shem Matzah Mitzvah that we mechayev a person to be there. Is it that he has to do it a Shem Matzah Mitzvah, or does he have to be meshamer it from chametz the Shem Matzah Mitzvah? In other words, for sure he has to meshamer it a Shem from chametz. He has to be careful, no chametz, obvious. But on that, there's an extra thing that has to be. You have to have in mind you're doing it for the sake of Matzah Mitzvah and Leil Tesvah. Do you have to work while you're thinking? Or is it enough just to stand there? And somebody else can do it. So the Mishabruah brings the Machlok, because the Machlok is a Shoinim. Mishabruah says, Bediyevet, it's enough that if you have a Chayyah Shoit of a cotton, in our scenario, i.e. a machine, it's enough, and somebody else is standing and watching the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. Even though there's no Asiya, but there's a Shemur, it's also good enough. Okay, so that is Be'etzim, it seems, that's the heta, what applies to the machines today. But I'm going to have to skip, let me step, unless you're okay to carry on for a few more minutes, but I'm going to say like this. The last reason is because Tama Komos. The Brechaim says that Tama Komos, there's basically another, the other reasons is Shemo Yachmet and Tfos, there's backwards and forwards as well about that. And then, but the last one is Tama Komos. This is what interests me, it's a fascinating one. And I'll finish with that. Yeah, is that okay, another couple of minutes? Yeah?
Yeah.
That is, the Divrei Chaim writes, the Divrei Chaim writes, B'Shem is Shveh, Who's a shver? Baruch Tam? The Nebuchadnezzar Hashem, Hashem is shver. That the Tam comes in. And I don't have to say everything. Not every time a poiser gives a psak does he have to say why. Says Rebbe from Natalzon. So why do you have test? Why do you have the Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch? What do you need that for? Just the poskim should give psaks, and there's no need. Don't go into everything. That's where he tines, right? But there is understanding what the Rebbe is saying as well. That Tama Komus, because sometimes exactly what he says it. Because sometimes if you say a reason, then people will say, okay, but that reason doesn't apply over here. So the Divrei Yoel, he explains, it means this. It means mamash this. That sometimes, if a poisek sometimes understands that, hey, I can't explain why. Because if I do, people are going to always come and going to say, well, it doesn't apply here, it doesn't apply there. And I am frightened that we'll come to a point where we might use machine matzahs where there'll be problems. Maybe chometz, there'll be problems of the lishma. So Mela, I decided I want to say a real reason. And the chayyur, he's right, because machines today are bechalal not the same as the machines 200 years ago, right? And yet the hetzer just slipped further even to the machines today. It's much worse. Yeah, because the minute chalitz would always use machines, so okay, I have to find another hetzer. But according to the Divrei Chaim, the Snechema says be'etzem es muta. But he says I don't have the koyach to paskin against the Divrei Chaim. Stechemed is a svalish apoysek, and he goes through the sugyas, and he knows, like I explained, he said himself that the Shlomo Kluge himself doesn't even, all the tannas, he says, oshvachata, all are going against it, oshvach. And he says, the real reason is because we don't want to make changes in Klal Yisrael, and Memela, that's the bottom line why it asks. So it seems, that's where it comes from, that it really is a machlokes between the Chassidish sect of Klal Yisrael and the Litvish sect of Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, this big pulmus happened as well in Yerushalayim, 100 years later. And again, it was the same machlokes between the Prushim, which were Talmidei Agro, which were Litvish, and the Chassidim. Again, it was the same. So it seems this was the whole time, this was the Schnitt. Nothing got to do with the Psak, LP, Sugis and Shas. It seems that was the Ashkofa. How do you look at Ashkofa? And in a certain big sense, this is bad, a big difference between Chassidish and Litvish. By the way, Bechal, how to look at Yiddishkeit and Ashkofa? Do we allow things to change things, Alpi Alocha? Or do we say, no, there's Gdorium and we have to keep the same way as it always was or not? So, Beit Hashem, wherever we eat, we'll Beit Hashem be Yotze, the mitzvah, property, katikuna. Yeah.